Jaws, the summer blockbuster, the film that terrorized everyone out of the water with its sound of its iconic score alone. A film that caused the hunting and persecution of sharks, terrorized everyone in the literary sense of generic horror knockoffs, including movies like Barracuda, Piranha, Alligator. But one knockoff has not only stood on its own for years, but could arguably be right alongside of Jaws as a good animal antagonist film. Yet this isn't the only reason we're going to be talking about this film today. It has also garnered attention for a set of new world events.
Now to the killer whales that appear to be targeting boats in Europe.
A video of killer whales seen attacking small and large boats off the coast of Spain.
A small group of orcas is causing a lot of damage to boats off the Iberian Peninsula.
Are they being playful?
So on this Let's Talk About, we're going to be discussing the 1977 film, Orca. Orca. Oh, how I love Orca. You guys remember that commercial?
No.
You guys remember that?
No.
All right, so let's go ahead and talk about, let's dive right into it here. So everyone here has seen Orca, correct? We all saw Orca.
Yeah.
Yes.
So basically a film that's considered a Jaws ripoff, the story of a sea captain that accidentally kills a orca's mate and its baby, thus making the orca go balls to the wall, devil fish on him, basically taking him down along with his whole would-be crew. You had Richard Harris as Captain Nolan, Charlotte Rappling as Rachel Bedford, Will Sampson as Jacob Umlak, and Bo Derek as Annie, the great Bo Derek. Steve, we'll start with you.
Yeah.
What do you think about Orca as a movie? Let's start as a movie itself. As everyone knows, it's a Jaws ripoff. But out of all the Jaws ripoffs, I'm arguing here on this Let's Talk About, that is the strongest, and can even be on its own kind of film.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's on its own. Like, just watching it straight up, if you're asking me, not a ripoff or anything. I feel like it was pretty, it's okay. I think the worst parts are just so many, like, it's just so many people talking. Too much talking in the film, but
dialogue, okay.
Yeah, but I felt like it was good. You have an accidental thing, and I feel like more with Orca than Jaws, it's more believable that would actually happen.
You
know what I mean?
Sense.
Yeah.
I thought maybe I was alone in that. Like, yeah, I feel like a killer whale would actually do that. You kill their family, it would come after you, rather than Jaws just existing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So this
which
one was
is actually which is kind of happening, which is kind of what brought us to where we're at right now here when we're talking about this film. We're talking about all these orcas off the Iberian coast that supposedly are attacking boats because of trauma they received from boats and possibly through fishing. They're capsizing these boats. So, Donna, what do you think about Orca as a whole, as a film first?
Film first, I enjoyed it. I actually liked it better than Jaws.
Okay.
So, wow. I mean, and I think it's because, you know, it does have the real aspect to it. Like, you know, like orcas are very, very family oriented, you know, like the mother leads and stuff like that. And they mourn the death of their loved ones and stuff. And I feel like that it actually could happen. I mean, we keep trying to push that envelope. So who knows? That's what I'm saying. We keep pushing that envelope.
Okay. But, you know, overall, I was reading actually about this film. You know, the main criticism of it is the fact that it is, people consider it a ripoff to Jaws. But the orcas were filmed at Six Flags, Sea Park. That's where they filmed all these scenes. But I think there's something to this movie. I agree with you guys. There's something more to it than Jaws. It's more believable. And not only that, you have actually two main characters that you can actually, I would say, get behind. You can Brody is a great main character, don't get me wrong, in Jaws. And also the score of Jaws is hands down amazing. We're not even going to talk about that compared to Orca. But the two main characters you have Brody and then you have Nolan here, who basically, Nolan, who, you know, is... I don't know. He's kind of a anti-hero, I guess you could say here. I mean, he is a guy who killed the Worker family, but then again, he is a dude that is just trying to make a living.
Right.
He is just a blue-collar kind of guy.
He didn't do it out of spite.
He didn't do it out of spite, and see, it's not like he's Captain Ahab, you know, God damn this whale! Right. He only gets like that towards the end, but right. The fact of the matter is he is just a blue-collar guy, and it kind of, and I'm going to play devil's advocate a little bit here. I mean, let's be honest here. He killed the mate and the baby. Did that merit every single person he loved on this island getting murdered by this whale?
Yes.
It did, huh?
Yes.
So we talk about an eye for an eye. So this is an eye for an eye, for an arm, for a leg, for, you know, and a woman who is, you know, already in a cast and then she loses her leg. So it's kind of like,
loses, yeah.
Well's all like, can't feel it anyway.
Right.
Right, oh, bad taste. Too soon, Steve?
Well, considering the film came out in 1977, I think, or in 75, we're good.
We're good. I actually think the ending is probably just... I sat there and I really thought about it for a minute here, because the ending of Jaws is great. It is. However, though, on the flip side, the ending of Jaws is also a fabrication of something that can't happen. Proven by, you know, Mythbusters that you can't shoot an air tank and have it blow up. You know, they already proved that to be wrong. But the ending of Orca, I think there's something about it that is not only epic, but...
Realistic,
even over Jaws. Like, it's kind of like, you know, first of all, they follow this orca out to the Arctic Circle. He leads them there, and he's even the narration leading them out to the Arctic Circle to do battle. And it's like, you know, and then you have the final showdown of him on the ice with the whale. And I'm sure our female co-host here, even though the main guy died and everyone died on the boat, I'm sure she thought the whale should have taken it to the land and taken it to everybody else too, even though it got its revenge. Am I right, Donna?
Yeah, no, like, I don't think he could have went to the, you know, the land, because he went after the ones that were on the boat that did not try to stop it. And the one person he did not kill was the one that tried to stop it.
Right.
You know, like he was, even at the end of it, he was being nice towards her, you know, and everything else. But, like, the end shot, I think, is towards the end, before the helicopter comes to pick her up, you can see, like, the blood shot in his eyes, like, I'm done. I'm done.
My rage has subsided after I killed everybody. They had two. I took, was it four? I think four. I took four. Fair trade, right?
Yeah.
I mean, hey, it's his whole family, so it's like, you know, I just took some of your people, so yeah, it's a fair trade.
Yeah.
But back to the real world scenario, you actually have a history of... various aquariums hunting orcas, hiding, you know, things from the scientific community about them. Basically, for all honestly, let's just be honest, killing orcas just to try and make a profit off of them.
Yeah.
And this is a story that, in my eyes, I'm surprised hasn't happened sooner. Until, like, actually, you know, till we are talking about it now. This is something that I just find that this film is so interesting right now in today's context. We're sitting here talking about these Iberian orcas that are sinking ships because they think either... There's three things going on. They think either, one, the orcas are trying to outcompete the boats for the tuna, so they're sinking boats to get at their tuna. The boats that are taking their tuna, they're actually like, fuck you, this is ours, and they're sinking the ships. One of the whales, they said, has trauma on it, so they think maybe it's teaching the other ones how to do this. And my favorite one, and I think Steve knows where I'm going with this, is it's all about climate change and Aquaman is commanding them and to take down them the land lovers. No, but right. For real, they could be destroying everybody because of climate change, and they realize that, hey, these fuckers are trying to kill us. We got to kill them first.
Right, yeah, which is like this most human move, right? Just estimating, like, they're gonna kill us, so let's just get them all.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Like, oh, they're extinct. Oh, man, we shouldn't have done that.
But that's why, you know, I think Orca, to me, no pun intended, holds more water than Jaws. Oh, because man. It's a film, unlike Barracuda, where, you know, it's a Barracuda, come on, a genetically engineered Barracuda, genetically engineered piranhas. You know, everything is genetically engineered when it comes after you in the water. This is just an orca. An orca with a vendetta.
Right. And there's
just something. Oh, for vendetta, Steve.
Oh, for vendetta.
I was waiting for that to sink
in. Around with an orca mask, taking down the establishment. An
orca Guy Fawkes mask. Now you know where it's from. But, you know, it goes farther than that, and since we're already talking about orca films, we can already move into what everyone wanted to talk about on this, which is, Steve's already shaking his head, which is,
yes,
God, Free Willy, man. Let's go ahead and move into the Free Willy aspect, since you guys want to talk about Free Willy so much. Since we're talking about a bad orca, let's talk about a good orca from 1993's Free Willy, with, of course, you know, and many people forget this, a Michael Jackson soundtrack. Film it.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Film it. Everybody gonna film it. Everybody gonna leave me, cause I'm your friend. I think that's some of the lyrics.
It is some of the lyrics. I have no idea why that's stuck in your memory, but you know more of the lyrics than I do. All I know is the melody.
If I was your friend. All right, so let's go ahead and move into this film. And I have to actually say, I got in trouble for this film. Me and Steve already knows. I've already gotten in trouble for talking about this film, so this is already controversial for me to even touch it as is, because I got a big, huge spanking from YouTube for talking about it.
And the company that will not be named.
Jason James Ritchie, of course, played Jesse. Lori Petty played Ray. Michael Madison played Glenn. Jane Adkins played Annie. And, of course, you had Keiko the Whale playing Willie. Now, for many people don't know the story of Willie. I'm just going to go ahead and kind of break it down for you. So when Free Willy actually was made, Willie was actually, or Keiko, was living in Mexico. He was actually not taken care of very well. And then when the movie came out, actually, it didn't really even garner that much attention until, you know, film it. Until Michael Jackson actually jumped in and actually started bringing more awareness to it, because he did the fucking soundtrack for it. And I say that because literally Michael Jackson has black and white blood on his hands, kind of. Sorry, but he does.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you had this whole huge uproar for Willy to get this whale, of course, from the beloved classic. You know, made two more films off of, you know, film it, because he was great. Anyway, I'm not going to stop. So Willy actually, you know, the movie brought so much attention to Keiko the Whale that they actually started a foundation to save him. And this was easier said than done, because Keiko needed to be rehabilitated to be put back in the wild. So Keiko was sick. So first they had to raise money to feed him. And Keiko needed an enclosure. So then they had to raise money to build an enclosure. And then Keiko needed all the ins and outs to be able to be fed and be trained and all this. And they actually had a billionaire came forward, and he was donating all this money to free Keiko the Whale. He ended up going under. He was a mogul at the time. And then what ended up happening is the Willy Foundation actually ended up getting very, very short-handed on funds. So they ended up taking him, I believe it was out to Norway, am I right? Or is it Denmark?
I think it was in somewhere in
Norway. Yeah. And Willy basically ended up getting rehabilitated, released, and then long story short, he died. Because one, he couldn't assimilate to the other whales. The other whales were kind of like, fuck you, who's this guy? And then he couldn't stay away from people. He ended up coming back to shore and being like, hey, everybody, you remember me? I'm Willy, you know, I'm a star. Feed me.
Where's my food?
Yeah, my food. Right.
And eventually he ended up getting, as they say, pneumonia and died. And that is the beautiful story of how what happens when you free Willy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it is what happened to the whale. I mean, let's just give in hindsight. I know everyone loves this goddamn film, but let's just be real. If he really did that, it would have even been worse for that whale, because that whale probably would have died within days.
Yeah.
That whale wouldn't even have survived.
He would have been shunned. He wouldn't have known where to look for his food source. He would have just gone back. Yeah, he would have went to some whatever. Willy too.
You know what? In fact, that's why they had to CGI Willy's fin on another whale in that movie, because the real Willy was dead. He was dead.
Within 2 years? He's dead?
He was dead. No, but you know the point I'm trying to get at, Steve, is that without Michael Jackson's interference...
without Michael Jackson, Free Willy would have survived. Just blast. Hey,
I know what you're all out there saying. I know what out there some of you all out there are saying. But Rob, I mean, at least the whale got to live, you know, for a while out in the wild before it died. It celebrated its final years, you know. Really? Did it? Did it really have a good time? Is that why it kept coming to shore to get food? It's not like
I was going to say, there's an easy solution for that. Yeah. Stop trying to catch them.
Yeah. Yeah. That is such a, but it's a big point. I'm glad you bring this up, because that's the point I was going to make with Free Willy is it's sad that, like, what do you think is more demoralizing and sad for one of these orcas? Is it capturing orca them?
Loses things and kills people?
Yeah, kills orca them.
Orca that gets freed and dies.
And frees and dies and doesn't know how to assimilate, because all they know is, you know, civilization. So what's more tragic to an orca's existence? They're both tragic. There's no winners here. You know what I mean? So Free Willy is a cool story. It's an inspiring one, but it's realistic. It happens all the time. It's just you never see the end of the side of the you never really see. And I'm so glad you brung up Michael Jackson, even though we are messing around. It really happened. Like, remember the whole, like, they were just like promoting Michael Jackson more than Free Willy. Let's just be honest.
Right.
Like, how many times have people seen Free Willy, but they know that song?
Pause, and he's like, Free!
Yeah. Right? That's the only thing. That's the only thing people remember, but they don't like go, oh, okay, yeah. What would happen if Free Willy got free?
I think we should take the soundtrack to Free Willy and put it to Orca.
No.
As his family's getting murdered by the fishermen on accident.
Beat it should be it.
Oh, God.
But really, though, I mean, you have these two films, one about a good orca, one about a bad orca. But guess what? It doesn't end good for orcas at all. That's kind of why.
He's not really a bad orca. He was going after the people that killed his family.
But what about the human life, Donna? What about
John Wick and the man that killed his dog? He went after revenge.
I understand you're talking about the John Wick of orcas here, but I'm also talking about the blue collar people that sit there have to make a living off the tuna, okay? And these whales are taking their tuna. Okay? No tuna, no money. So
No. See, that's the thing. We're taking their food. They're not coming up on land and taking ours. We're going out to theirs.
Maybe they should. So? Maybe they should just get some bubble helmets, crawl up on land, be like, you know, we're tired of this shit. We're tired of this ocean thing.
We're tired of you humans. Listen here.
We're tired of 70% of the world, okay? We want the rest of it.
Right.
And for those of you who don't know, that's the ocean. As a percentage of the ocean on the Earth, I mean, I'm sure I hope you kids get that, right? Steve got it. That's why it was right. Funny.
I got it.
We're tired of 70% of this world.
We're on our due.
But for real, it doesn't end good for the orcas. And, you know, back to this real-world scenario here that we're talking about. So, we may be joking around. We are. But I'm being totally serious, though. What's going to happen to these actual orcas that are out there who probably, you know, for God forbid, were showing Orca the movie? You know, maybe Rob.
Maybe there's a drive-in down there.
Maybe.
Showed this movie to the orcas, and they got ideas. You know,
okay.
Just saying.
Okay, you're showing it here. Here's the movie.
Put it down there. Just saying, guys, this is, I, you know, I put it on a projection for them down there so they could see the movie. I get
like I said, it's a drive-in, which but, I'm hoping you guys know what those are.
Yeah, yeah. Of course you do.
Of course, yeah.
God, how old do you think we are? Well, we're old. We shouldn't know. Wait, reverse that. Anyway. Point of the matter is, though, is that what's going to happen? Because let me tell you something about these Iberian orcas. It's really interesting. I actually looked up a lot about on them. There's only about 60 of them left. Yeah, there's only about 60 of these friggin' whales left. They're called Iberian orcas. 60 of them left, and the pod that's doing this is around about 30 or so. And I think it's actually a group of four that's actually committing these acts. And right now, they're an endangered species, obviously. Yeah. But what do you do when it becomes a problem? And we've discussed this before. Me and Steve have on other shows about man-eaters. But they're not killing people yet.
Yet.
Not to say... not. I want to say, too, that there has never been any evidence in the wild of orcas killing people. Not saying the people that jumped in SeaWorld. I'm not talking about the trainers. I am talking about out in the wild.
In the wild, orcas in open sea. Not
target people.
Right.
They're smart enough to know that. However, though, you know, when does it actually kind of stop being, oh, this is crazy. Oh, this is interesting. I mean, when does it start to be like, you know, dangerous, Steve? Like, when is it time to actually put these orcas down?
I wouldn't say put them down, but like you were saying, man, it's like you pretty much said it. Now, these are capsized boats, three European capsized boats. They didn't kill anybody. So when someone sinks a boat, just like in real life, right, if you're firing off a warning shot.
Since 2020.
See? Now, if a boat – let me just put to you this way, Rob. If a submarine went into uncharted territory, right, they got – where they shot warning shots to disable that submarine to tell them to not go any further. They didn't kill anybody, but they pretty much disabled their ship to be like, you need to leave. That's pretty much what the orcas are doing. They know what these boats are. I mean, an act of war is literally them like capsizing the boat and killing the crew.
Eating them.
You know what I mean? Eating
an act of war is when we go into their territory and steal their food. They're trying to do what they can to survive.
See, that's one of the arguments. They're tired of humans taking their food. They're like, these are our tuna. Get your own.
Yeah.
Get your own. Yeah, that's true.
Get your own.
That's
tuna.
True. There's been a and that's another thing where there's been a massive tuna and salmon shortage around the world. So where do you get that from? They can't eat man-made tuna or. You know, man-made salmon, they only live in the ocean. So when you go to their food source, you're effectively killing them, whether you're, you know, putting the harpoon to them or not, you're taking away their food source to live. So they're doing things to make themselves survive like human beings would do. This is something that it's not their fault. It's going back to Orca the movie. Every time I see that film, I always go like, why do people think orcas are the bad guys? Why would people say that they're like, man,
it's because of the name. And I wanna actually clarify this too. The name orca is actually Latin for killer of whales.
It does not mean
killer whale. It means killer of whales because they kill other whales. They eat other whales. That's what they're a predator. They're actually a dolphin. Orcas are a dolphin.
So people know we're not stupid here.
They are the largest of the dolphin family. I think.
We are 20,000 leagues under the sea here, and we broadcast out of it. And
we are in the ocean.
We know something. We know a little bit, okay?
Yeah. Okay, that might be believable. Little Rob's in the ocean with his little submarine over there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They know. People know. We know a little bit of things here. But right, orcas are dolphins. And, you know, I also want to harpen again, since we're already on the subject, I want to harpen back to Blackfish, the movie. The movie that basically pretty much killed SeaWorld, where Steve decided to go this weekend and decided to give the bloodthirsty company more money. But I digress. That was him. That was him, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we can't all blame Steve. We all can't sit there and take the moral high ground. It's okay. So I'll blame Steve.
All right, look, for the record, I didn't want to go, and I supported nothing.
I'm just kidding, man. My kid just went to SeaWorld just not too long ago. I know, right? Bad Rob. But I won't lie. I was a guy that was originally like, I know what happens at SeaWorld is not good. I know that they do damage to the orcas, but I like the idea that they bring it close to people's to see. However, though, when I first saw Blackfish, though, if you're not taken back by the by all the horrific ways they treat the whales, you should be taken back by the business model and the way they treat their employees, because that is almost just as horrific as the way they treat the whales. Blaming people for their deaths from the whale, saying it was their fault when the whales don't want to cooperate just so they can have a safe face. You know, breeding Tilikum the whale with every single whale that we have in captivity, even though this whale was on record for killing people and being highly aggressive.
Now, they did not breed him.
They did breed Tilikum the whale. They did.
They forcefully ejaculated him.
Right, but they bred him.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't his wanting to do, like, they made him do it.
The breeding.
Yes.
No, it's not like the whale sitting there going, oh, I hope I get some whale pussy today. No, it doesn't matter. That's not the point. Point is they made a bunch of baby whales that had aggressive nature in them to go around to all of SeaWorld's facilities to interact with trainers and get killed. It's like...
And experienced trainers, that is just a recipe for disaster. And it's insane. It's a company that, I don't know if this has happened outside of SeaWorld, but how do you be a corporation and you're terrible to human beings and fish?
The whales.
Like, how is that happening? That's just incredible. Whales are dying. People are dying in your corporation. It's just, man, it's terrible.
That's the terrible business model. But, you know, that's why I actually firmly believe that orcas do not need to believe in I believe that orcas do not need to be in aquariums. They don't need to be at all. They need to be actually left. Dolphins too. Any type of mammal. I think it's kind of actually funny that we keep some of the most highly intelligent animals on the planet in captivity for our amusement. It's
amusement.
It's like Planet of the Apes almost, isn't it?
Well, you'd laugh, but, you know, hey.
It's true.
It's pretty true.
It's true.
And the sad thing is, like, when I was watching some of the documentaries and stuff on this, prisoners get treated better than the orcas do.
Yeah,
they use starvation techniques to make sure they keep performing. They'll starve them. Mm-hmm. Like, they just don't care. They'll swim in a little bitty cell, you know.
And apparently, it's an issue for Donna that they don't give them a reach around either.
Listen, what would be the difference of someone coming into
at least
your
the dolphin
home,
gets that,
kidnapping
man.
You, and then making you ejaculate, and then go
and
impregnate thousands of fucking
women?
I can't think of a worse scenario of making a person ejaculate against their will.
But you should know what I fucking mean. Like, this thing, like, the orc is already sticking out of its... I know. Thank you for having me on this show tonight. I knew I should have called in sick.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry, but come on, let's stop here and think about that for a second. Forcefully ejaculating an orca against its will.
Now,
think about
multiple
it. Like,
times
people,
they had to do that.
Yeah, over 90 times. And, yeah. And
multiple
animals,
times, bro. That's like that's not even like a thing where it's like, okay, we're going to do it this one time. That's a routine. 90 times? That's in the schedule book where they're like, all right, on Wednesday, we got to go ahead and jack them off. And then somebody needs to hold the bucket or something. You know what I mean? Like, there's a whole routine of like disgusting, dirty tactics this corporation has done. And just like Rob and you have said, Don, it's like on Rob's side, it's like you're doing this to a whale that is on record from the company being stupidly aggressive.
Right.
And no wonder
you're giving them the old switcheroo.
Right, and that, oh my gosh. Jesus. And then, like, on Donna's side, it's just like, then you're forcefully doing this to this dolphin. What's to say you stop there, right?
Right. What's to say you stop there?
God knows what we only know. You know what I mean? From Blackfish.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Rob got a little off subject. But, yeah. So overall, though, you know, I think the whole premise of this episode is even though orcas are cool and great and they're awesome to view on screen, it's not good to use them in A, show business, or captivity. And there are actually some films, even though good and bad, that kind of demonstrate this real-world reflection right now of what's actually going on in real time. And that's going to be 1977's Orca on Let's Talk About.